here now.
Hello, Lucio?
Yes, Chris?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And you're located in California as well, right? Sacramento?
Yes, Sacramento, yeah.
That's awesome. We're in California as well. Maybe not so up north, but we're located in Orange County, so it's not too, too far. The good thing is that we're staying in the same state. And I know you were speaking to CJ, and he does a really good job of explaining what we do. He did mention a couple things. You are the owner of the business, correct? Lucille Synthetic Turf?
Okay.
Turf? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, got it. And he did mention that you are able to take on more business. Is that correct as well?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, I see some notes here, and it looks like you've used HomeAdvisor before.
Yeah.
Or you're still using them?
I'm still using them. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Now, how's that working out for you?
It's all right.
It's okay, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And have you ever thought about, putting your company on Google or anything like that by chance?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Okay, that's really good. I'm glad you thought about it. Okay, and are you doing just synthetic turf, like synthetic grass? Is that what you're focusing on?
Yeah, turf, yeah.
Turf, okay. All right, so for example, okay, when I type in synthetic turf in Sacramento, right, the following companies are showing up on that first page. We got Total Turf. We got LR Landscaping and Pavers. We got Studville Landscape, Forever Green Cali. We also got Hughes Landscape, Delta Construction, Flores Landscape. Have you ever heard of these companies by chance?
Never heard of them before.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, those are the companies that are populating on Google when I'm doing a search for synthetic turf, okay? So those are where, 90% of the purchases are done on that first page, and that is where we have a listing available, right? So, when you're searching for stuff on Google, how do you make your decision to call a company or go to that restaurant? How do you usually make it to yourself?
Yeah, just go to reviews, photos, something like that, right?
Exactly, right? So, yeah, you go to reviews, you go to photos, you go to maybe check out their website to see what they have, and that's exactly what we're going to be able to do for you. So we're going to get your Google Business Profile, get you programmed in for the keywords that you are, the services you offer so they can find you. I don't see a website for your company. Do you have one by chance?
No, I'm working on it right now. I'm a little low on funds, and I haven't been able to afford it yet, but yeah, I already have somebody that is going to make me the website.
Okay. The reason why I'm saying this, right, the reason why I'm saying Lucille, is because we can include a website at no additional cost today, right? So okay. I can include a www.lucillesyntheticturf.com, and it would be at no additional cost. All right, so that's something that I can do for you today. And then also this includes Facebook ads. Do you have a business Facebook page by chance?
Not yet. No, I don't have that yet.
Okay. Do you have a personal Facebook page?
I do.
Okay, got it. And have you ever been on Google or talked to someone and then like an ad will pop up on your Facebook feed?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that happens, right? It's like scary. They're like, are they listening to my phone calls, right? So that's something that we have. It's called Facebook retargeting ads. So basically, in a nutshell, it includes Google, includes Facebook, includes your website, and also all the other directories like Apple Maps and everything else. Now,
Can you give me a minute? Can you give me a minute?
Sure. I'll over here.
Okay. Hey, sir. Sorry about that.
Yeah. No worries. It's okay. Yeah, so that's what we, you know, we can include. And I was talking about the price. Look, I want to make this as affordable as possible. Lucio, I want to be honest with you. I don't want this to be a bill for you. I want this to be an investment that it's going to generate you money, right? The biggest word of mouth nowadays is Google, right? Everybody searches on Google for everything. Home Advisor's okay, and I'm glad you made the decision to get at least something going on. But with Home Advisor, they charge you for every single lead, they charge you for every phone call, and sometimes they don't turn into jobs, okay? Now with Google, you're going to be able to keep your Google business profile. Like, even if you were to cancel at one point, you're going to be able to keep everything, right? Like your Google business profile, your reviews, everything, okay? Now, everything is on a month-to-month basis, Lucio, so there's no contracts. This has to work every single month in order for this to make sense, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to waive some of your setup fee, because there is a setup fee to start the initial programming, and I'll get you in a lock rate, fixed rate, every single month-to-month, and no contract. So the initial investment would be $398 to start off with, and then it would be $299 every single month after that, right? So if you divide the $299, it's about $10 a day to have your listing on the first page of Google, to have your website, to have your Facebook, to have the directories, and to get people calling you directly, right? So just like I made a search of synthetic turf, the companies that are taking advantage of something like this are the companies that are populating on Google. And you just said earlier that you use Google yourself when you're looking for something, right? And you make your decision based upon the pictures and, you know, I'm pretty sure the reviews, right? So that's exactly what we can do for your business. And I know that this is something that you'll love because obviously, you know, it's something that everybody uses online, right? So if I can get that price at the $398 to start and $299, I think that'd be more than fair enough to give us a try, right?
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you another question. Is there you say website, do you have a sample for that?
Yeah, actually it's in your text message right now. So yeah, if you can open your text message, put me on speaker. And I actually sent you an example of a website. This is landscape, but we can obviously make this into synthetic turf, so that's not a problem.
Okay,
so
if
you put me on speaker, then you could check it out. So the website basically, it has the services, so every time they click on services, for example, this one has boulder, wall installation, natural stone. So when you click on that, then you're going to be able to see all the pictures and everything else, right? Then from there, you're going to have the About Us, so about your company, the gallery. I'm pretty sure you have pictures of you know, work you've done before, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. You're going to have a contact, and they can schedule an appointment directly from your website. So now when people look your services up, not only are you going to show up on Google, but now you're going to have a professional website that's going to be custom made to your business, right? You're going to have your touch for your website. So that's included with the programming, right? So I'm including that today if you were to move forward. Now, the website is also going to be linked all over the Internet. So we're going to create a Yelp listing for you. We're going to create a business Facebook page for your company. We're going to get you on Google Maps. We're going to get you on Yelp. I did mention that. And then also Bing and then Apple Maps. That's what I was missing. So you're going to have your website linked to all those different directories. So when people look for your business, boom, your website's going to show up, right? Also, another thing that we suggest a lot to my clients is reviews. So when you do get verified through Google, what I suggest is that you have past customers that you've worked with before to call them and to get those reviews going, right? I'm pretty sure you can get a hold of the customers you've serviced before.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and say, hey, you know, this is Lucio, and I just wanted to reach out to you. Can you just take 2 seconds to write a quick review? And the more stars you have, obviously, the more it's going to help you with the confidence that people have to call you, right? Like, it's going to definitely improve your return on investment. Like, You know, people are going to definitely want to call you more than some of the competitors. Matter of fact, the companies that I mentioned earlier, like the Total Turf and the LR Landscaping, they don't have a lot of reviews, very surprisingly. The only company that has like 69 reviews is Hughes Landscape, but they also do our artificial turf installation. That's the only company that has a lot. And then the other one is, I mean, I'm pretty sure you know this company. It's a huge company. It's called Haven Hub LLC.
No, never heard that.
Okay. No. So it's crazy. They got, let's see, how many reviews? 665 reviews. Crazy. That's crazy, right? So those are the only two companies that have a lot of reviews. The other companies have like 8 and 6 and stuff like that. But the more you have reviews, the better you'll be ranking, and the better, the more customers you're going to definitely get. Yeah,
you're right. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what we would have to do is plain, you know, it's very simple. We would have to create just a profile for you, just gather some basic information. What we also do is we set you up with the onboarding call with our technician, and what they do is they go over all the keywords. Like, for example, there's different ways of entering synthetic turf on Google, right? You could put artificial turf. That's another way of saying it. You put installation, right? You know, so just we're going to search the best keywords to be found and to showcase your company on Google. Not only that, but we're also, you know, I'm pretty sure you're not only sticking to Sacramento, correct? Are you going to other?
All the surrounding areas. I'm okay with working.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not only going to get you only found in Sacramento. We're going to get you the surrounding areas. I'm assuming. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Are you traveling like a 50-mile radius, possibly?
Yeah. 50 to 80, yeah.
50 to 80, okay. So about an hour and a half, right, give or take?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, that's the most common one. So you would be able to be found in those surrounding cities and areas and you know, where Sacramento is located. So quick question for you. As far as the number, is this the number that you want your customers to call you on, the 916-873-5422?
Yeah.
Okay. And Lucio, I just want to make sure I'm spelling it correctly, L-U-C-I-O?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your last name? This is just for account purposes. It's not for like...
Lopez?
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
And as far as an email, what is the best email for your do you have a business email by chance?
I have my personal email, Gmail. It's going to be LucioLopezG95@gmail.com.
LucioLopezG95@gmail.com, right? Okay, so, the system verified it. It was a good email. Okay, good. And then as far as, like, the company name, is it Lucio Synthetic Turf? Is it an LLC or an incorporated or just like that?
It's just like that.
Gotcha. And then... I have an address here, so we're not gonna like showcase your address on Google. Obviously, we don't want people coming to your house. You know, you're gonna go out there doing the service, but I have 8784 Liskamay Way, Sacramento, 95828. Is that correct?
Yeah, Liskarni. Yeah.
Oh, Liskarni. Oh, okay, Liskarni. That's what it is. Okay. I need to put my glasses on this morning. It's crazy. That's Liskarni. That's what it was. My apologies. All right. And as far as like the services that you offer, so like, you know, I'm just going to go through a couple examples, but like you can also, you know, suggest others. Are you also doing landscaping or is it just artificial turf? That's all you're doing?
I'm just doing artificial turf right now, but I'm getting my license on landscape in a week or so.
Okay, no problem. So right now, let's just focus on what we're gonna. So artificial turf. Like, is there anything specifically that you want to be found for?
Right now, yeah, it'll be turf, putting green and turf.
Okay, so for golf?
Yeah, like the putting greens for golfing.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. starting green. All right. And then we're also, I mean, artificial, another one synthetic turf. So we'll put that as a keyword. So once again, once you have your client interview with the technician, they're going to go over different ways that people are actually typing in the search. So you're going to be able to be found, right? Because once again, people just look at it different ways. Or even, people just put fake grass too, right? Like, that's another way of searching it. As far as license, you say you're not licensed and insured currently, right?
I am.
Okay. Insured or licensed? You said you're not insured but licensed, or both?
I'm licensed, but what kind of license do you need?
No. I'm just asking. General license, like
I do have. I have a card notary's bond and the what's the other called? Well, I went to the CSLB and I got my license from there.
Got it. Okay, no worries. And then, what are the hours of operation for the business? Do you want people like, is it Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday? Like, what hours would you, or you want to certain hours for specific dates?
All day, or like, I don't know, what's the normal thing for that?
Okay, so I mean, here's what I recommend, right? Like, you put the hours that you feel you'd be able to like take phone calls, and then you can always set appointments, right? Just because someone calls you doesn't necessarily mean they're going to book the appointment right then and there. They're going to ask you for pricing, obviously. They're going to ask you for, if you're able to do that type of service. And then what you can do is you can set up appointments. So just realistically, what time you want people to really make a phone call to you, that's pretty much what it is, right? It's not like, set in stone where, those are the hours that you're mandatory working, right? But, you could possibly put maybe, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., possibly, right, until the sun's up.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right, we can do that. And then, so as far as the surrounding cities, you were going to say something?
I'm licensed with the Contractors Insurance Agency.
Contractors Insurance. Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. And then other cities. So from Sacramento, what other cities do you really want to focus on?
Like I said, the surrounding one. Let me get
No, it's okay.
Let me get Roseville, Lincoln, Auburn, Rockland. All right, but
bless you. It's okay.
Rockland, Loomis, Granny Bay, Orange Bell, Folsom, Grotto Hills, Cameron Park.
Okay.
Elk Grove.
I got some cities here that are like I did a research right now. I just check out your like what's really popular or the searches for the area. For example, last month there was 1,213 searches in a 50-mile radius for synthetic turf. And these are all the cities that came up for those searches. So I got Arden Arcade. I got Carmichael. We got Ranch Cordova. I got Citrus Heights, Elk Grove, Roseville, Rockland, Folsom, Vacaville. We got Yuba City, Fairfield. Those are the cities that are coming up where the most searches. Is that which you want to try that?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. All right. I just want to put these in here and then. Vacaville. Yeah.
Placerville.
Oh, gosh. Placer. Okay. I could put that in there. It's not in there, but I can definitely put it in there. Once again, you can always change these. It's like not like set in stone. So if you see success with certain ones and certain ones you don't, this is just showing me the success from the surrounding cities. And these are the cities that, were like really good. So I'll add this and I'll add the other one as well. Citrus.
Okay, sounds good. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that way you get more exposure. I mean, the more exposure you have, the more clients you'll have that are going to find your service, which is good. Rose Roseville. All right, and then we got Rockland, Folsom, Vacaville.
Granite Bay.
Okay, I got that.
Penn Green.
Okay.
P-E-R-R-Y-N. Lincoln, you have Lincoln?
Yeah, I can put that in there. Okay. Lincoln.
Yeah,
okay. Those are good for now? Okay. Once again, you're going to have a client interview with their technician, and they're going to go over, like, you know, the more specifics and stuff. So that's completely fine. What was that?
You have David?
The city David?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not in this list, but I can add it if you like. David.
For sure. David. Yeah. It's closer to me than Vacaville or Fairfield.
Got it. Okay. All right, let me just put this here in the notes as well, so we can always add or take any of them if you like. So don't think this is set in stone. Okay, that's fine.
I'm okay.
Okay, and then also as far as like we're gonna include your website, and you said you did have a Facebook business page, or is it you don't?
No,
you
it's
have
not
a
personal.
You have a personal one. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but I'll change that. I'm gonna get that as
No. Don't worry about that, because what's gonna happen is in order for you to have a business Facebook page, just so you know, Lucille, you have to have a personal Facebook. It's crazy, right? So, what we're gonna be able to do is we're gonna be able to create the business Facebook page. And it's not going to have any of your personal stuff. I promise you that, okay? You're going to have business stuff with your personal. We're going to link it, right? So that way you're the owner of your business Facebook page as well, okay? So that's already good. Yeah, you have
I have another question. You know how you said I'm going to get a website from you guys? Okay, website, will I be paying every month for that or every year for the website?
No, that website is included in the $299 payment. So I'm throwing the website at no additional cost.
Okay, and it's going to be a .com, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to find out what domains are open, but I'm pretty sure that nobody has Lucille Synthetic Turf. You never know; it's a big world out there. But we're going to have www.lucillesyntheticturf.com. Yes, it will 1,000% be a .com.
Okay, yeah, that would be nice. Thank you.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what we want to do. That way it's coming up clean and professional on Google and everywhere else. So we're going to include that. I'm putting notes here. And then once again, once you have the technician go over the information, they're going to go ahead and verify the details. They're going to go over some of the pictures you have, and they're going to go over a couple of the services keywords, a little bit more about your business. They're going to ask you, like, what makes you different, what differentiates you from, like, your competitors, and then, you know, they'll be able to create an actual About Us page for you, okay? So don't worry about that. We got you covered on that. As far as the client interview, let me check the time spots here. Would you have time today to have, like, a – it's basically, I would say, like a – I don't know, 30 minutes to an hour. We block off an hour, but, you know, it can take as long as 30 minutes, not too long. Would you be able to have the time today to do the client interview? I suggest you do it today. The reason why is that the sooner the better we can get the ball rolling quicker. I have the available time.
Yeah, no, you're okay. I'm glad we're doing this.
Okay, so do you have time today around, 2 to 3 p.m. this afternoon? Or
yeah, I do have time.
You do? Okay. Or we also have from 1 to 2. What works best for you?
It'll be okay if 1 to 2.
1 to 2? Okay, 1
yeah.
to 2. I'll put you down there. Okay, so I'll put you down there, and you'll be able to get that call from our technician. Okay, so the only thing that's next here... what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and lock in that that rate for you, and then that way so no one can take that listing on Google. So once we work with one company per category, per area, the best thing about this is that we can't work with another company that does what you do. So essentially, you know, we only work exclusively with you, right? That's what we give our – that's the best thing that we do for our customers is not take away business and give you more business. So with that being said, we also do what's called, you know, voice verification. That is for your protection, and that's just to go over the outline of the service and let you know it's month to month. There's no contracts and all that good stuff, right? So it's very straightforward. So I just want to verify a couple last things here. We got your email. We said that we got the client interview from 1 to 2 that you want that time, which is great. Let me just see anything else. And Lucio spelled L-U-C-I-O, correct? Just want to confirm?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Okay, sounds good. And just verifying that before, because we're going to send you your invoice. So that way you can, when you do your taxes for the business, marketing is a tax write-off, so that's really good too. Just want to give you that heads up on that. All right. Okay. So just finishing this up, and we'll get to it. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a quick voice verification. Once again, if there's anything that comes up and you don't really understand it, you know, feel free to reach out and say, "Hey, Chris, like I don't understand this portion," and that way I can. You know, kind of break it down for you and then go from there, okay? So it's only about 2 minutes and then we'll get into the rest of the things, okay? It says, okay. Before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason is that I have yet a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it's an added form of protection for you. We're going to actually send this to you in writing. You're going to have it after, you know, before this conversation is over. You'll have it in your inbox. So as I walk you through, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and say, "Hey, Chris, what does this mean? Please, can you help me understand?" I'll rephrase it for you. Just make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction, right? So it says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, says, please state the name of your business." What is your business?
Lucio's Synthetic Turf.
Okay, awesome. Please state the name please state your name and the title within the business.
My name is Lucio Lopez, and I'm the owner of the company.
Gotcha. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Of course, yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you all the contact information as well as mine. That way you have it on your phone. You could always save it as Local Splash, and, you know, you can have my direct contact. So I'm sending you that right now, and you let me know. Just like I send you the example of the email, you're going to get a couple text messages from me, okay? So there's the first one. See if you got it. It says, "Hi, this is Chris from Local Splash." That's our direct number, okay?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, beautiful. So you can call that number. That 877 number is our toll-free number. And then if you need to reach me, that's also my extension there, okay? All right. So it also says, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So we're going to provide you what's called a security question, Lucio. And that security question, it's very important because if someone else calls you and they're saying that they're from Local Splash, you can verify that. You can say, "Hey, wait a minute, like, what's my security question?" And then if they don't know it, or if they, you know, they don't ask you what the security question is, then you know it's not from Local Splash. So it does give you three options. It says your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or a pet's name, your first pet's name.
Yeah, my first pet's name.
Okay. What is your first pet's name?
Kencha.
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 Okay. Chencha. Okay, I gotcha. Was it a dog?
Yeah, it was my dog.
Okay. Is the dog still around?
No, he died.
Oh, man. That sucks. See, I just got a dog like 2 years ago, and it's a little Pomeranian. And I honestly, that's like, it's changed my life in so many ways. Like, she's like my partner. You know?
Yeah. Well,
you know, she's like my road dog, as they say. So
yeah.
I get you. It's you know, it can be tough if something happens. So man, like I this has still got a long way to go. So I'm good.
Yeah.
All right. So it says, you know, so you're gonna get, you know, once again, you're gonna get calls from the company. Just make sure that you ask them for, you know, the security question, and then they'll say it's local. You know, they'll ask you what is your first pet's name. They should know Chencha, the actual password, or like, you know, the code, and then boom, you know, it's local slash. If they can't answer that, then you know it's not us. Okay. All right,
okay.
Cool. And hiring local slash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the agreement? So basically what this is saying is, if another company calls you or you want to do business with another SEO company, just let us know. We can go ahead and capture your account, or we can say, hey, you know what, you're already doing this. You know, you don't need another company to do the same thing, right? So we just want to just for you to be open, and then obviously we'll be able to advise you, okay?
They asked me, if I'm going to get a deal, what's the difference between you guys and the other guys? Why?
Great question. So what we do SEO. We work, we're a Google partner, okay? So what we do is we do search engine optimization. We get you on Google as a sole entity, as a business. What Home Advisor does is they purchase leads, or you purchase leads from them. They sell you leads. And what they do is it's crazy. I mean, it's a genius move. They purchase leads from Google, and then they sell them off to you and some of your competitors. Right? Has that ever happened to you, or you get like a lead and they might not respond, and you still get a charge for it?
Yeah,
exactly. So with this is putting your company on Google directly. So that's the difference between us and what Home Advisor and them do. So you can have both services. That's fine if that works for you. But what I'm trying to say here is, like, if another company, like another SEO company, calls you, then obviously it's something that you know, you want to let them know, hey, I'm already working with a company. Or if they say, hey, we're local splash, because some people try to imitate other companies, right? So just be careful with that. Let them know that you're taken care of. You know, and if it's us, then once again, we're gonna verify Chencha as a security question. Okay.
Okay. Is there another way? Is there like another website or another about Home Advisor? Is there something else besides that
that you have online?
Or services that people offer, or you know how you say, like,
so we're an SEO company, search engine optimization company. So there's those types of companies. They got Home Advisor. They got another business called Thumbtack. They got another business called Neighbor. They got another business called, I forgot what it was called. I'm not quite sure, but those are just different lead services. Basically, it's just, if it's another SEO company, so you want to ask them, what services do you offer? Oh, we work with Google. If they say they work with Google, then you know it's a company that does similar of what we do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's all it is.
Okay.
All right. So now, as part of the verification process, so local splash. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you for a few things. We might ask you for the business license or insurance if you do have that, and then that's just to get you verified on Google, okay? And we ask that you have that information when you do your client interview. It just makes the process much smoother. So your payment for the initial term, all right, is going to be $398 to start with, and then it would be $299 every month after that. So what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, American Express for this
Visa.
Okay. All right. So Visa starts with the four. If you can give me four numbers at a time, and I can go ahead and enter it into the system.
All right. 4494.
Okay.
6574.
Okay.
020230.
Okay.
4085.
All right, so I'm going to repeat it to you. I got 4494, 6574, 0230, 4085, correct?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, and what is the expiration month and year?
It will be 328.
328. Okay, so I got that. And there's a three-digit code on the back of the card.
817.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm selecting the package for you here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish the rest of this voice verification just for, let's see, base product. Okay, all right, so here we go. All right, so basically it's saying your payment for the initial terms and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 4th, and the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So basically what we're asking is we're asking for a two-month verbal agreement. It is a month-to-month program. You can cancel it, but we're just asking, hey, let us work on the account and get you the maximum results, right? So the amount that would be charged every month after that would be $299. You can discontinue your agreement at any time, and then you can contact our client support, which you have the number already. It's the 877 number. It's the one that I send you through text message. And speak to a live representative to cancel the account, okay? All we ask is if it's 3 days before the next billing cycle. So, for example, if you signed up today on the 4th, you would call on the 1st of the month and say, hey, you know what, this is not working out for whatever reason, and then obviously, you know, we'll be able to cancel that as well, okay? What I also did for you right now is I sent you your terms and conditions. Were you able to get that... did you get a text message or an email that says initial invoice?
No, let me see. Gmail.
Sure.
No, I didn't get any.
Okay, let me resend it to you real quick. So you should have received a email or a text message that says initial invoice. So I'll resend that to you right now.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
You got it? Okay, beautiful.
I got it. Yep.
Okay, so that invoice, if you open it up, what's gonna happen is it's gonna have the terms and conditions. All you would have to do is check a couple boxes there, type in your first and last name, and that activates your account for the client interview later on today. So we did mention that the client interview is going to be today, and we did mention 1 to 2.
Okay.
Let me just send you the invite as well, so that way you get that. And, you know, that way you give me 1 second.
After that, it's making me do a username, right?
Beautiful. So you're at that point already. Yeah. So the username is going to be provided from the actual it's going to be provided from that actual goodness gracious. It's going to be provided for the technician, right? That's going to be providing you the username. So you don't have to do anything there yet. All you have to do is just wait until you have that client interview later on. So I'm just updating some stuff right now so I can send you your client interview and confirmation so you get it in your inbox. Seal Lopez, okay, and then I'm putting your number here, and then I'm just going to send that to you right now so you can have your client interview invitation later on. So we said from 1 to 2, we're going to add you as a guest. All right, that, okay, and then we're going to do client interview, okay. All right, so let me know if you receive an email invitation for your client interview.
I got a from you guys. I got local slash initial invoice.
Okay.
Yeah, I got invitation.
Okay, it says 1 to 2.
Yeah, what was that?
It says 1 to 2, right?
Yeah, 1. Yeah, yeah, good.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Yeah, cool. So that's pretty much it, right? So next steps, right, is you're going to have your client interview with the technician. It's going to be from 1 to 2. You will, once again, go over just the final details for the account. After that, then we're going to get the ball rolling on your account. I want to be the first one to welcome you to the Local Slash family. Look, I know this is going to be a great, thing for your business, especially when you're talking about Google. I'm going to send you a couple other things to check out, like how the dashboard works, and I'm also going to send you, our credentials to Google too, which is pretty cool. So you'll be able to have that here in the next few minutes through text message. If you have any other concerns or if you have any other questions, you can always reach out to me. But once again, you're going to have an actual technician that's going to be assigned to your account. So I'm not very technical, okay? I'm okay with certain things, but if you need updates to your website, if you need updates to your Google Business Profile or whatever the case may be, it's always best to reach out to the technician and they'll be able to help you out with any changes that you may need, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, awesome. Well, congratulations. Once again, you're going to be very happy with this, and we'll definitely be in touch. Please look out for that client interview later on at 1 p.m., okay, Lucio?
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll be in touch. I appreciate your time.
All right. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.